Okay, Parsha Shemois. Okay. We'll say over some old, some great work we said in the previous years, and we'll end on some new ones. Okay. One of the most famous psukim in the Parsha. Perigal of Pasuk Yedalad, Vayimoru es Chayeyem, Vavoid the Kosho, Vachoymo, Vilovein, Vachol, Avoid the Basada. The Mitzvah made the lives of the Yidden bitter with hard work, wine, bricks, work in the field, Eskol Avedosom, Asha Ovdu Behem Beforach. We all know the hard work the Yidden worked in Mitzrayim. But Rashi brings down that Shevet Levi wasn't subject to the Shibud. Shevet Levi was exempt. The Harayim says Rashi, Moshe and Aaron were able to go in and out of Paro's palace. They walked around freely. The Harayim Shevet Levi wasn't subject to the Shibud. The Medrash in Shemais Rabbo and Parsha Hay, the Medrash says, Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Shiftoi Shel Levi, Ponoi Hoyu Me'avoidas Parach. The Shevet Levi was free from the hard, back-breaking work in Mitzrayim. Shalom Shvat runs is over, we said it over, and he asks, what's Takir Pshat? Why was Shevet Levi Zeicha to be free from the Shibud? The Pasuk says, Yidoya Teida, Ki Geyi Ezaracha Beretz Lehem, Va'avodim Ve'inu Oysom Arba Me'ayas Shana. Shevet Levi was also part of the Gzeira. Why weren't they subject to work? Arba Meis Shana like everybody else, why were they exempt?
Yeah.
Okay. And he answers, and he brings down the Zohar HaKadosh. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, Vayimoru es chayeyem ba'avoyda kosho. You know what avoyda kosho means? Bekushya. Bekushya is kashyus and learning. Bechaymer, you know what chaymer means? Kavachaymer, with kavachaymus. Uvelevenim means believe in halachos and clarifying halachos. V'chol avoyde basada zayis habraisa refers to braisos.
Sada is outside, right?
Es kol avoydasam refers to the Mishnah. Refers to the Mishnah.
Who's
that? Cloudy throw? The Zoya on this pasuk by Moras Chayayim says v'chaymer means kavachaymer, levenim means libun halacha, and so on. It's in learning. It's talking referring to working and learning, avoyde and learning.
They weren't subject to anything, the Shevet Levi? Or just the
Pashas not.
So how come Moshe himself, he was sent away because they were afraid he was going to be killed?
Not because of Avoida. He killed the Mitzri. I mean, later on, he killed the Mitzri. So his life was in danger.
No, when he was a baby, he was sent away.
That was because there was a Gezerah on all the Jewish.
Including Shevet Levi.
That Gezerah, yes.
Oh,
not the Gezerah of Avoida. Next area, yes. Yeah. Says of Shalom Shadron that there was a gezeirah of avoid the kasha on everybody, all of Klal Yisrael, even Shevet Levi. But there were two types of avoid the kasha. There was the physical avoid the kasha, and then there was avoid the learning. Shevet Levi were a chachamim, and they made a cheshbon, and they said, "Sai v'sai, we have to work hard. Sai v'sai, we're going to have avoid the kasha. Why should we work hard and do the avoid the kasha for Paroi when we could do the avoid the kasha for Kadosh Baruch Hu?" We could harvest in learning, we could steig in learning, and that will be our way of fulfilling the avoida kosher. And Rav Shalom brings down a famous marshal. He says over, there was once a person standing by the dock, watching all the ships come in, and the ships leave, and all the big ships came into the port, and they unloaded the merchandise, and before they left, they reloaded with the merchandise. He's watching all the ships, and he sees on one ship they filled it up with wheat, and cartons of wheat. The next ship, they bring on barrels of wine, and the whole ship is filled with barrels of wine from bottom to top, one side to the other. The next ship is filled with fruits, and he's watching all the ships load up and sail out of the port. He notices one big ship, they're putting on heavy rocks, putting rocks onto the ship. And he's puzzled. He's watching, okay, what's coming after the rocks? Nothing else, only rocks. And he can't understand. So he walks over to the captain of the ship, and he says, "Tell me, where are you traveling to that they don't have rocks? Where are you bringing the rocks to? Is the place that you're going to a place where there are no rocks? Where are you going?" And the captain says, "No," he says, "the rocks are all over. But unfortunately, I don't have a load to bring back. I only had a one-way journey. I only had merchandise to bring one way. I don't have a load to bring back. And to bring the ship back to its original port, I have to travel through the ocean. And if the ship will be empty, a heavy ship being empty is prone to the winds and prone to the waves, it could turn over in the ocean. In order to steady the ship, I have to fill it up with rocks to weigh it down so that the storms and the winds and the wave shouldn't turn over the ship." Says Abshalom, nope, two ships. They're both, everybody's loading up the ships. The one who's loading up with Schaira is a lot better off than the one who's loading up with racks. The one who's loading up with Schaira will have Hanah from it. Eventually there's a reason he's loading it up, to be a profit from it, to be a gain from it. The one who's bringing back only racks has nothing to gain from it, just the hard work of loading the racks and not loading the racks. Says Abshalom, nope. A person has hard work, avoid the kasha. A person's hard work could be either the Torah, avoid the kasha, zokushia, chayme zekava chayme, or a person's hard work could be yonah ilam hazeh, taking himself all the hard work of ilam hazeh. Shevet Levi saw in Mitzrayim, there was a gezeira, avoid the kasha. But Shevet Levi realized that they're a lot better off to avoid the kasha, be the kushia, the kava chayme, in learning Torah, than in working for Paroi. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana Oimer, call Makabal of Ol Torah, Ma'avim Rimenu Ol Malchus for Ol Derech Eretz. Whoever is Makabal on himself, whoever accepts upon himself the yoke of Torah, they remove from him the oil of Malchus, and the oil of Derech Eretz. Whether we see it or not, it's true, and the only way that a person could sometimes escape, or sometimes avoid a lot of the difficulties that there are in Olam Hazeh, he's been covered himself the oil of Torah. When a person takes upon himself the oil of Torah, the Mela, the oil of Derech Eretz, the oil of Malchus, eases, becomes a little easier, and a person is able to learn, be mekabel himself the oil of Torah. It's an important lesson for us to learn. A little later in the parasha, Bas Paroi goes down to the water, and she finds a basket with Moshe Rabbeinu. She sees the basket, she stretches out her arm, she takes the basket, and the Pasuk says, in Perek Beis, Pasuk Vov, Batiftach, Batereves a Yelad. She opens the basket, she sees the Yelad, Vinei Nar Boicha, and there's a Nar crying. Batachmulav, she has Rachmanis on him, Batoyman, she says, Miyalde Ho'ivrimze. It's from the Jewish children. Because Paro was going to throw all the Jewish children there in the water, he says, Miyalde Ho'ivrim. In the Sefer Meya Enei Yishenim, I don't know who the Machab of the Sefer is, he brings down a very interesting story, the Sefer Shat in the Pasuk. What's the Pasuk teaching us, Miyalde Ho'ivrim Zeh, a Lashon Rabbim, Miyalde Ho'ivrim? She could have just as easily said, Yelad Ho'ivri Zeh, it's a Jewish child. What was a Lashon Rabbim, Miyalde Ho'ivrim, Miyalde Ho'ivrim Zeh? And he explains very nicely. He says of a story in the city of Prague. There was certain, the queen had made certain gezeiros against the Yidden, and the Yidden were having a very hard time suffering under her rule. And they appointed one of the askanim in the town, Reb Zalman, to go speak to the queen. This Reb Zalman was one of the big askanim in Prague, and his name, he signed on the Ksav Rabbonus when they appointed the Noida Behuda in Prague. And he went to see the queen on behalf of the city of Prague. And of course, he dressed appropriately, he prepared what he was going to say appropriately, and finally he's granted an audience with the king, with the queen. When he comes in to see the queen, he starts talking, and he can't control his emotions, he can't hold himself back, and it all comes out. And when it cracks, he starts crying, and raising his voice, expressing all the troubles that the Yidden are having and they're suffering from. And the queen is very upset, and she says to him, "Don't you know you're standing in front of the queen? You don't scream in front of the queen. Speak nicely. Lower your voice. Speak nicely." And he says to her, "If it was only me speaking, I would lower my voice. But this is not only my voice. This is the voice of all of the Jewish people, the voice of all the Yidden and all the troubles they had from all the gezeiros and all the laws that were made that are troubling them. It's not only my voice. This is the voice of the entire Jewish people at once asking you to have mercy on us and to save us." He says, that's the pshat in the pasuk. Vinei na'ar boicha. She opened the basket and she saw a na'ar crying. Says Rashi, what's the lashon vinei na'ar boicha? A na'ar. He was a baby. He wasn't a na'ar. A na'ar usually means somebody who's bar mitzvah. A young boy. Not a tinuk, not a baby. Says Rashi, na'ar boicha. It was the koil of a na'ar. Koil like a na'ar. His voice, his sound was like a na'ar. What does it mean Moshe's voice is like a na'ar? It's the same idea. Because that crying of Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't just a cry of one baby. That was a cry of all of the babies. That was a cry of all of Klal Yisrael, of all the babies that were thrown into the river. Koilei Kenar. It wasn't just Moshe crying, so to speak, for himself, but rather Koilei Kenar. He was crying like a na'ar for all of the babies, for all the tzaras that the Yidden had, for the Yidden had in Israel. We know the famous, the Gemara. The Gemara tells us that a person who has a daigo or tzara, what's the etza? The Gemara says, yasichene l'achayrim. Should tell it over to others. When a person has a problem, a person has a rori or tzara, yasichene l'achayrim, should tell it over to other people. So part of the pshat is, when you tell it over to others, calm down, it's good to speak it out, maybe I'll give you a good etza, he'll be able to advise you, he'll be able to help you out, yasichene l'achayrim. They bring that a much deeper pshat. When a person has a tzara, he tells it over to others. Why? Because when someone hears about a tzara another yid has, and he feels for him, and it hurts him, and it bothers him, he's affected by it all. So when you tell over the tzara to somebody else, the other person is affected by it, and he feels pain also. In Shemayim, they examine whether that person deserves to have tzara also. Maybe in Shemayim, the Gezeirah was only this person deserves to have tzar, not everybody else. When he tells it over to other people and they have tzar and they feel and it bothers them enough and they cry for him, they're suffering also. And in Shemayim, they're not supposed to suffer. There's no Gezeirah they're supposed to suffer, only the original person. By telling it over to others and they feel for him and they have rachmanis for him and they're suffering and they're in pain because of him, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I can't let these people be in tzar. They're not supposed to be in pain. They're not supposed to have any troubles. And because they feel for him, and they're not supposed to suffer, Kadosh Baruch Hu removes the tzar completely so that they won't feel for him. They won't feel for him either. Kach shemati. Don't know. When one yid feels for another yid, Kol Yisrael Reivim Zelazah, besides the fact of responsible, when one yid feels for another yid, the feeling that one person has for another helps a person emotionally, he sees other people fail for him, but it also helps alleviate the tzar when someone feels for another. The person has a tzar and he gives a krechs a tzar. It's not only his krechs. Everybody together, it's all people crying together, has a much greater effect than when a person cares only for himself. Like Klal Yisrael has a kayach, kirshachad b'levachad, we're all one, and by caring for one another, we help each other out. Later on in the parasha, right before Rabbi, the pasuk says, "Vaytaymana ish mitzri, hitzilonu miyad roi." The daughters of Yisroi come home. They tell the father Yisroi, "And ish mitzri saved us from the hands of the shepherd." In pasuk, perigim pasuk yates, "Vatavoyna ruah avin." Come to the father ruah, "Vataymana yoyim." And he says, "Madur mihartin by hayoyim." Why did you come home so fast today? But Taimana, and they said, "Ish mitzri hitzilonu miyad haroyim." An Egyptian man saved us from the shepherds, and he drew water and he gave our sheep to drink. So Parshat Pshat, who's the Ish mitzri? Moshe Rabbeinu was dressed like a mitzri. They didn't know who he was. Ish mitzri hitzilonu miyad haroyim. Chaim Shmuel Rabbit says a very nice pshat. Brings down the story that an aroy, this wild donkey, bit the person. The Gemara brings down the refuah when the aroy bites a person is to come to water. If the person reaches water first, before the donkey reaches the water, he'll have a refuah. So a person was bitten by this wild donkey, and he runs down to the river to go to the water. When he comes to the river, he sees his boy in the river drowning. And he comes to the river, he's able to jump in, puts out his hand, and he's able to save the boy from the river. After he takes the boy out, the boy says to him, "Thank you very much for saving me." And the man says to him, "You have it all wrong. Don't thank me. I didn't save you. It was the donkey that bit me. Ooh. If the donkey wouldn't have bitten me, I wouldn't have run down to the river. If I wouldn't have come down to the river, I wouldn't have seen you and wouldn't have been able to save you. Thank the donkey." Says Rechaim Shmuel Evitz, "Ish mitzri." You know what the pasuk means? You know which is Ish mitzri? The Ish mitzri that Moshe had to run away from. Why did Moshe run away from Mitzrayim? Moshe Rabbeinu killed an Ish mitzri. He was afraid now. They were after him. They put a price on his head. So Moshe said, "Ish mitzri, don't thank me. It's not me who saved you, Miyad HaRoyim. It's the Ish mitzri. It's the original Ish mitzri back in Mitzrayim. Because of him, I had to run away. And only because of him, I ran away and I came down here to Midian. Well, you're safe in the hands of the Royim." This Mecham Shulavitz, look how far Karas HaToyev goes. Karas HaToyev goes, you have to look back. Not only the immediate cause, but what caused that? What happened beforehand? And even if the cause before that wasn't a good cause, he had to kill the Mitzri was after him, the case of the donkey, it wasn't a good reason, it wasn't done intentionally. Still, you owe some recognition for the original cause, the original effect of the toy that came out. Kal v'chomer, if a person intends to do a favor for somebody, and he does a favor for somebody, how far the obligation of Karas HaToyev goes that a person has to have towards, somebody else.
Moshe said something about Ish Mitzri, or just
they said Ishmitzri, but it could be. Okay. That's Pashto Pshat. You're right. The Pashto is Ishmitzri. Ishmitzri Hitzuanu. Ishmitzri Hitzuanu, we had it right. Yeah, Ishmitzri. Pashto is Moshe. Isn't that Ishmitzri means the original Ishmitzri? Okay. Okay. The Vav from the Chavetz Chaim, we said often many times. Moshe comes to the snare, he sees the burning bush. Moshe comes to the bush, says the Pasuk. In Perek Gimel, Pasuk Hei, Vayoyme, Al Tikrav Halayme. Hashem tells Moshe, don't come close. Shal ne'olecho me'araglecho, take off your shoes from your feet, ki amokoy mashat, o'ymi de'lov. The place that you're standing on, Admas Kodeshu, is holy ground, holy earth. Take off your shoes, and stand on the Admas, Kodesh. Zot ha'chavetz chayim. A person always thinks, you know, if I had more time, I'd be able to learn more. If I had it easier, I'd be able to do more mitzvahs, do chesed, I'd be able to do tzedakah. If life was different, if things worked out differently for me, then I'll be a tzaddik. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, al taimel chesh'efne eshne. Don't say when I have time I'll learn. A person has to learn, find the time now. Don't wait and say later on I'll find the time. Because maybe he'll never end up having the time, he'll never end up learning at the end. People are making a big mistake. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Ki hamokloi masha ato oimi the love admas kodeshu." The place that you're standing on, the place that you're in, your situation in life, your position in life, your mokum in life, that you're standing, that's what Hashem wants from you. That's how you're supposed to serve Hashem. Ki admas kodeshu. The place that you're standing on, that place itself is admas kodesh. That place itself has kedusha. That's your avodah. The place that you are standing on, admas kodeshu, is wind that has kedusha. Hashem wants your avodah in your particular matziv, in your particular position, in this particular makom, in this particular zman. And a person should say, if it will be different, then I can serve Hashem. Fakert. Hamokoy masha atamino. The place that he's standing on, admas kodeshu. That's where the admas kodesh is. That's where the kedusha is. The Chidah brings down the gematria of the word Mitzrayim. Mem Tzadik Reish Yud Mem Hei is the same gematria as the word Shechina. The Shechina and Mitzrayim are both 385. The gematria is the same. Even in Mitzrayim, Mokam Tumah, the Shechina is with us. Admas Kodeshu. Wherever a person is, a person has Admas Kodeshu. A person should never say, the place that I'm in, I can't serve Hashem. In my position, I can't. It's too hard. If it'll be different, I have more time, the situation will change, you know, serve Hashem. Fakat, Hamokam Hashat, the place that you're standing, that's where the Admas Kodesh is, that's where the Kedusha is, and that's where it's your turn to serve Hashem. Like the Medrash Rabbah says in Shir Hashirim, the Torah, if a person learns Halay Mei Torah B'Tzar, one who learns Torah with difficulty, Naitel Elef is Torah, it takes 1,000 for his Schar. Shulay B'Tzar, but one who learns without tzar, naitel masayim, only takes 200. L'fum tzar agra. The more tzar, the greater the schar. Of course, we don't learn for the schar. But the more tzar there is, the more schar that a person has. And a person has to realize, ki admas kodesh. Wherever he is, that's the admas kodesh that he's on. Famous far from the Nei Yisoscha, what's the connection between taking off your shoes and admas kodesh? Shal ne'olecho mi'araglecho, ki amok ma'sha'ato imidelov admas kodeshu. The Yisrael brings down that we don't walk barefoot on the ground because Hashem cursed the earth. By Adam Rishon, Hashem gave a klolo to the Adama. The ground is cursed. Since the Adama is cursed, there's a klolo, we don't walk barefoot on the ground. We wear shoes as a hefsik, as a break, an interruption between the ground and our feet. But here was a machan kodosh, Hashem told Moshe Fakert, shau ne'olecho, take off your shoes mi'aralecho from your feet, ki hamoka mashato, in the middle of the place that you're standing on, admas kodeshu. Is a land of Kedusha. This Adamo, this earth here, is Kodesh. This earth is not part of the Klal. It's Admas Kodesh. It's Admas Kodesh. Remove the Hefsik, remove the barrier between you and the ground, and stand directly on the ground, because Admas Kodesh. The end of the parasha, Moshe complains a little bit to Hashem, he speaks a little bit harshly, and Moshe says, in Perek Vav Pasuk Chaf Gimel, from the time that I came to Paroi to speak in your name, Heira Ramazeh, he did be it to Bnei Yisrael, Hatzeru Hitzalta Samecha, and he didn't save Bnei Yisrael. The Nomad is a nice marshal, the apostle, could be a set it over. There were once in a town two wealthy people, and the jealousy and competition between them was tremendous, and they hated each other with a vengeance. And they were always at each other's throats. One day, the Mishares of one of the Ashirim, one of his workers is walking down the street, and he bumps into the other Ashir. He bumps into the Ashir, the enemy of his boss. And the Ashir, without realizing who bumped into him, gets upset, and he gives the Mishares a slap. He gives him a patch. The Mishares says to the Ashir, "You know who I am? You know who my boss is? My boss is the Ashir, the other Ashir. You better be careful of him. If you start with me, he'll take care of you." The Ashir hears that this Mishares works for his enemy. He says, "Ooh, he's your boss? If that's the case,
Nachapach."
He gives him another patch, and another patch. And he hits him hard. The Mishares goes back home, and he's bruised up. With a nice big red mark on his face. So the boss says to him, "My hi, what happened to you today?" He says, "Oh, you know what happened? I bumped into our enemy, the Ashir, and he gave me a patch because I bumped into him." So the boss says, "Next time, be careful. Don't bump into him. Watch where you're going." And then the Mishares says, "But when I told him that I work for you, I'm your worker, he gave me another patch because I worked for you." "If that's the case," said the Ashir, "now I have to go and take care of it. Now I have to go and teach him a lesson. For bumping into him, that's your cheshbon. But if he hits you because you worked for me, because you're my worker, then I have to go ahead and take matters into my own hand. I have to go ahead and deal with him." Says the Dilma Magid, the same is true. Moshe Rabbeinu told Hashem, "When we oz basi al paray ledaber b'shmecha," he says, "Klal Yisrael may not be zeicha on their own to the Gula. They might have also served avodah zarah. They might have done averus also on Mitzrayim. Halalo avi avodah zarah. They might not be zeicha on their own. But b'shmecha, when I told paray that they work for you, send them out to serve Hashem in your name." And Paroi rejected that. Paroi answers, "Mi Hashem, Hashem v'kayloi." And he makes the Yidden work harder, nachapach, no straw, and he have to produce more bricks. "When I came and I spoke to Paroi, b'shmecha, in your name, and because I came in your name," Paroi goes ahead and makes it harder on the Yidden. "For that, Hashem, you have to take the comma for kvod shimcha, in honor of your name." That was the pshat. "Mi oz basi Paroi ledabe b'shmecha." But I came to Paroi to speak in your name, hey, Ramazah. And you didn't save B'nai Yisrael? How could you not save B'nai Yisrael? It's your honor, Hashem, that Paroi insulted. You have to go ahead and save B'nai Yisrael. L'maisa, it's coming to the winter, and some nights are cold outside. It's not, and unfortunately, I won't say every week, but there's a lot of sickness and patiris that are going on around, and people are depressed and wondering why and so on. Nobody knows reasons why. Reasons why, we can't say. The question is what we can do, what we can't do. If a person feels any asiris from any stories that he hears, any news that he hears, act on the asiris. Do something. Learn an extra 5 minutes. Learn an extra 10 minutes. Learn a Mishnah. Say extra Tehillim. Do a little something extra. Nothing big. Take something small. Do something a little bit extra. Do something a little bit extra. It helps, first of all, as chus for the chayla, as chus for the neshama, whatever the case might be. It also helps to keep this iris in the person. The person shouldn't lose the feeling that he had. If a person just lets it go, he feels bad, and he doesn't do anything, an hour later, he forgets about it. If a person does something, it helps him remember, and it helps him have the iris that he needs, and it helps him continue on. And every extra bit that a person does is chus for the chayla, for the neshama, it's chus for him also. And fakert, by helping somebody else, again, a person ultimately is helping himself. This we should take bizaychet here only b'suris tovus, only good news. We shouldn't hear any motzar. And we should bizaychet to realize that the true avoid in this world is the avoid is the kashyus and the kalvachaymus and the brises and mishnayis, and not the physical hard work of Olam Hazeh. And that should be our avoid the kasha. And we should bizaychet to be able to continue learning and to see Mashiach who came here. Amen. Amen.